Duty gang rape accuser revealed as NHL star Evander Kane's ex-wife Anna. By Warner Todd Houston on December 8, 2024. An accuser against disgraced music and fashion mogul Sean Diddy Combs, who has up to now been anonymous, has been revealed as the ex-wife of an NHL hockey star. As the accusations, court cases, and charges continue to grow. A long list of Jane and John Does have filed sexual assault lawsuits against Diddy. But TMZ has discovered that one of those anonymous filers has been identified as Anna Kane, the ex-wife of Edmonton Oilers wing, Evander Kane. It appears that Kane's was required to reveal her identity by a court order if she wanted to continue the lawsuit, TMZ discovered. In her suit, Kane's claims that she was a 17-year-old high school student when she got involved in Diddy's parties, and she says she was gang raped by his guests and associates at one of those parties. I had hoped to use a pseudonym in pursuing justice for what happened to me as a teenager. Defendants demand that I use my name was an attempt to intimidate me, but I am not intimidated. I am prepared to proceed and hold accountable those who have harmed me, Kane said through a statement from her lawyer. Kane alleges that Bad Boy Entertainment president Harve Pierre, who she says told her she was hot, invited her to a party in New York in 2003 when she was in 11th grade. She claims that after being invited onto a private jet, she ended up at a Diddy party where she met the rap legend at his recording studio. She said that she was given unknown drugs and alcohol before Diddy and his guests sexually assaulted her. Diddy himself raped her in a bathroom, she claims. Kane supplied photos allegedly showing her inside Diddy's recording studio. Anna was married to the NHL star from 2018 to 2021 and had one child with him before their divorce. The slew of lawsuits, one including an accusation he raped a 10-year-old boy, is far from the only legal jeopardy the music mogul faces. Combs has been in jail since September 16 when he was arrested following a federal indictment accusing him of more than a decade of abusing, threatening, and coercing both men and women, racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice, among other crimes. The music mogul has been denied bail three times after a New York judge ruled that Combs must remain behind bars at the Metropolitan Detention Center while he awaits his upcoming sex trafficking trial, set for May 5. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.